If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining the Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. Go back there and find all the past guests we've had, types of industry, expert guests, pitching businesses, and great entrepreneurs out there that we've had on the show. And, you know, also want to send you over to our social media channels over there at Facebook and Twitter, both at Big Pitch Radio. And this is where we pitch, invest in, and grow businesses every single day. And I'm Jason Gary, and I'm with Marla Tabaka today. She is my wonderful co-host. She's a top 10 contributing author at Inc. Magazine. And it's Kevin Harrington, who is also original Shark. Shark Tank, and considered the pioneer of the infomercial business, is on a little bit of a hiatus today in Canada, working with companies out there doing what he does in helping entrepreneurs and their businesses as well. It's such a pleasure to have you all here today. We know that you have a lot of choices out there, but you're choosing to spend it right here with us, and we could not be more thankful. Hello, Marla. It's nice to be back with you today, and we've got a great show, don't we?
Yeah, we really do. It's great to be in the studio with you today, Jason. And we have a fabulous show lined up. We have two brilliant CEO guests who have founded a really fun franchise company. And Kathy Dino and Renee Maloney are with us in the first half of our show. And then we have a pitch in the second half of our show. It's a fun little item, Jason. It's a toy. And Suki Saram is going to come on and tell us all about this little toy that apparently is irresistible and you won't be able to put it down. So we'll find out what her challenges are and help her along the way as well.
Well, I love painting, I love wine, and I love toys. So this would be a fantastic show, and I'm really, really excited about that. You know, let's get into it. I want to waste no time in giving our guests the ample time that they deserve here on Big Pitch Radio. So let's kick this bad boy off today. We have Kathy Dino and Renee Maloney on with us, as Marla mentioned. A couple of years ago, nobody had even been to a painting and wine party. Now, paint and sip is a buzzword with businesses popping up in every state to capitalize on America's growing love for making their own masterpiece, all while drinking wine. Kathy Dino and Renee Maloney are founders of Painting with a Twist, the first ever BYOB painting franchise, which started franchising in 2009 and has grown to more than 250 studios in 35 states. Having pioneered the social art industry, Painting with a Twist is the largest, fastest growing, and number one ranked paint and sip franchise in the country. Well, Kathy and Renee, welcome to Big Pitch Radio. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show with us today, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We're very, very thankful. You know, listen, we love having entrepreneurs on the show like you guys. And before the show, we're talking about the way you guys got started, but I'd love to hear from one of you. You know, how did Painting with a Twist come about?
Well, basically, Renee and I were friends. I am a little older than Renee by 15 years.
A little. I like that adjective, little. So that's very, very smart.
Late in life. and was looking for someone to help me raise this child, basically. And not that I had a husband, and he was good at it, but we met in our kids' kindergarten class. Renee has three children, and this was her last one, and Ryan was my only. and we went to the kindergarten first meeting, and I was looking around going, who can I be friends with? And all the mothers were much younger than me, and I saw Renee, and she was sitting on the floor with her daughter with a broken arm, and you can't see this, but she's very pretty, and I thought, I'm going to stalk her. And when the teacher asked who wants to be room mother, Renee raised her hand, so I raised my hand, and we started co-room mothering together. So that's how we met. And I was a volunteer in the community. Renee was a volunteer in the schools, and we started helping each other volunteer. And then we knew that we worked well together.
So Kathy, then you initiated this model and brought Renee in with you at some point. Is that right then?
Well, we met and worked well together, but the way we actually got the idea was walking on our lakefront, going back and forth, trying to lose that last 5 pounds, actually 10, for me, 5 for Renee, don't get me wrong. And a friend of ours, both of us, called and said, what about this idea? Because they knew that we were looking for something more fulfilling than what we were doing to do, and we wanted to do it together. And so he said he was an artist, his wife was an artist, and he said, what about this idea? So really we got it together.
And really, where did you launch the first franchise then, the first store?
So Kathy and I, this is Renee, Kathy and I decided we were going to just do one little location here in Mandeville, Louisiana, because we wanted to use that business as a moneymaker to help, ourselves, but also we wanted to do the fundraising side of it because that is what we did so well, is raise money for the community. So we it was after Katrina, and there were people in the community that needed help. So we opened one little studio thinking that it would be perfect. We'll have a little extra income. We can do some fundraising. But out of that studio, which that was back in, Kathy, was that 2007, right?
Yeah.
Out of that one little studio, we had so many guests that were driving from New Orleans and from St. Rose, which is like an hour and a half away, and they were coming to, drink a little wine and paint, and we would ask them, what is it? Why do y'all love this so much? Because we had a lot of repeat customers, and they said, we just don't think about the bills and the kids and the stress and FEMA and the flood, and so Kathy and I looked at each other and said, okay, we have to do another one. So quickly we opened up 3 or 4 locations in the New Orleans area. And from there, we had our guests ask us to franchise because people were coming in and out of town, rebuilding in the city or helping family in the city, or they were here working for FEMA and they were going back to their town and they had such a great time at the studio. They wanted one in their town and they didn't have it. And so they said, how about you franchise? And I said, how do you even spell franchise? What are y'all talking about?
So at that point, Renee had been going to drink at the same coffee shop. It's a small franchise here called PJ's Coffee. And she'd been drinking coffee there for literally 30 years, every day, same coffee. And so we said, well, let's go talk to them, because she'd become friends with the owners. And she said, let's go talk to them. So we took our books and what we had, and we went and talked to their attorney, and he looked at it, everything, and he said, well, you've got 3 successful stores, and you've got some systems here. He said, I'm an entrepreneur, and if I were you, I would franchise. And so Renee and I looked at each other and said, well, we're entrepreneurs. Let's franchise. And he said, we'll help. So that was really the first step for us that we knew we were walking in the right direction, because Mandeville, Louisiana is a small town north of New Orleans. So where in Mandeville are you going to find a franchise attorney? And so that was an easy step to get us started. So we just kind of, these doors keep opening and we just keep walking through. So that was our first inkling that, that we were going to
franchise.
Yeah, that's such a fun story. And, that would have been my first question is, who's your mentor? Because when you don't know anything about franchising and all of a sudden you've got this on your plate, that's pretty enormous. Was there anybody else, any coaches or mentors other than that attorney who came into your life at that point and really helped?
Well, we're members of the International Franchise Association, and they have a program called Friendship. And we were the first mentorees in that program, and they hooked us up with Melanie Bergeron from Two Men in a Truck. And she was just great. We could call her for anything. She would, if she didn't have the answer, she would direct us to somebody in her organization who did. So that really was very helpful to us. We also, one of the things that has really helped us, and really this is more Renee's thing, is hiring our development person who has experience in franchising. Because as they told us before, you're not in the paint and sip business anymore. You're in franchising, in the franchise business. And so you have to take off your paint and sip hat and let the people you've hired to do that run that and put on your franchising hat.
Yeah, when we come back, what we want to do is I want to talk a bit about that because, you know, when you think about franchising your business, and like you said, it's really a shift from the paint and sip business, right, to the franchise business in terms of there's a whole nother game there, right? There's a whole nother way of looking at things, expansion, duplication, things like that. And I want to talk about that when we come back and understand, I mean, enormous growth. I mean, I think you mentioned before, and we'll talk about this, but you guys have many, many franchises out there. And, you know, how did you get to those levels? And, you know, what have you learned, you know, shifting your mentality from the paint and sip business to the franchising business, and maybe even why this is such a great opportunity for potential franchisees, and, you know, what new things you see on the horizon as to, you know, the adoption of this wonderful activity that you guys have sort of brought to the marketplace in a broad scale. So we'll do that when we come back. You are listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. Stick around. We will be right back. Buddy, you're a boy, make a big
noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now. Lots of compliments from friends and colleagues. But you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-800-275-0767, 1-800-275-0767. Again, that's 1-800-275-0767. Attorney Advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Scranton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now, 800-659-7975, 800-659-7975.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. We want to also thank all the veterans and soldiers out there. They are the very brave men and women that protect the very freedoms that we get to enjoy on a daily basis. Just say those two words, thank you. You'd be surprised on how far that goes. As a veteran myself, I can tell you that it goes a long, long way. We are here, wonderful guests with Kathy Dino and Renee Maloney, and they have a franchise they have started and grown to over 290 franchisees. It's called Painting with a Twist, where they combine wine and painting. It's really cool. And before the break, ladies, you know, you were talking about how you had to shift from the paint and sip mentality to the franchise mentality, and you've grown this thing to 290 plus franchises. And before, you were talking about, you know, you had to hire a development person to help you develop these franchises. I'm interested to know how did you grow? You know, was it organically where you have people that would come to these activities and then say, hey, I want to start a franchise like you mentioned? And then what other ways have you guys found success in terms of growing the number of franchisees you guys have been able to develop?
You know, really, initially it was the guests in the studio that had a good time and they wanted it wherever they lived, or they wanted one closer to their demographic versus, you know, driving so far to get to us. Our first three franchises were in three different states. So our first one had flown in and was helping her sister rebuild after Katrina. And her sister said, let's go do this fun thing. And that she had a great time and wanted it in Grapevine, Texas. And then another location, another guest was going through a divorce and she was moving home to Lafayette, Louisiana. And she said, well, I want one. I don't want to go back into what I was doing in my, you know, former career. And then the third one was two accountants who were deciding they may want to retire, but weren't sure they wanted to totally go into retirement. They were moving to St. Petersburg, Florida. And so they said, well, we want one of these. And, you know, now they have three. There was no retirement in their future, obviously. But as far as finding, you know, development, changing that hat to being somebody who a day-to-day ran a sip-and-paint business to somebody like Kathy and I, who then were responsible to support people in their dreams of their own sip-and-paint business, was really making sure that we had people surrounding us who understood, you know, the systems that it takes to support the growth of a franchise and to take care of the ins and outs, the marketing and the social media and the legality of the art and the copyright. We had to surround ourselves with people who really understood that. So the International Franchise Association was really important in guiding us there. And then I did stalk this one guy who I knew at the Franchise Association was from our area, Mandeville, Louisiana. And like Kathy said earlier, we're not the hotbed of franchise industry. But I saw that he was a speaker, and he was with the franchise system. And I said, well, let's go sit in his, you know, session, and then maybe we can introduce ourselves after. And he can kind of be a guide locally on making sure that we're making the right decisions and growing this business. And so after the session, I met him and I introduced myself, and then Kathy and I kind of just stayed in touch with him throughout, you know, our growth. And then when we were at about 70 units, I ran into him. He'll probably kill me, but I ran into him at a hair salon.
Pedicure time.
Hey. He said, you know, we don't have a lot of places to get your hair done here, but we really do. It's just a nice hair salon. Anyway, and he said, how are y'all doing? And it's good to see you. And I told him where we were in our growth. And he was just had like this crystal ball because he had been in franchising. And he had brought a franchise system from 70 to 700. And he knew where our milestones would be as far as, you know, keeping the culture pure of what we created and how to make sure that our franchisees got a return on their investment and when to start a franchise advisory council. And so we talked through that, and I called Kathy, and we had these meetings, and then we asked him to come and be on board. And with all of his knowledge, he really has walked us through, you know, from 70 to 290, you know, side by side, really growing a healthy, strong culture and system with Painting with a Twist.
What would you say, what would you guys say is, you know, we have a lot of entrepreneurs or people maybe considering franchising or are franchisees, you know, franchisors. You know, if you took all the franchises out there, you guys really have you're probably in a small percentile, you know, to sustain through that, to keep your franchisees happy, to continue to inlay the different, you know, facets of making sure that this thing is sustainable. You know, what would you say the number one character trait of your company as a whole, you know, is to contribute to that success that you guys are having?
I really think it's having an open culture. You know, we really hide very little, if nothing, from our franchisees. That way, when problems come up, there's nothing that we have to tell them that we didn't tell them. I think that's one thing. I think we're open. I think we're honest. And I also think that we, our first, Renee always says this, our first, whatever, is to our customer. And is it the best thing for our customer? Whatever decision's made, it's not whether it's the best thing for Renee and I. It's not even is it the best thing for the franchisee. It is the best thing for the customer, because ultimately your customer drives your success.
Yeah,
that's important. Another thing that we do that I really think, Renee and I both think, is important because we really became friends in the nonprofit world, is to give back to your community in some small way, to be able to, because people want to patronize companies that give back to their communities. It makes them feel in a small way they're contributing also. So that's been very good for our growth. We have a program called Painting with a Purpose, where our franchisees do a painting, do a class a month, and 50% of those proceeds go to the nonprofits in their area. And we do not, the home office does not take royalties on that class. And
that's
so,
fabulous. That's a fabulous thing to infuse into your culture.
Say, you
the other thing
your give
that
back component. So I think that any business can build something into, you know, into their business where it gives back to their community. I think that's it's a holistic idea, you know.
Yeah, Kathy, we're gonna be wrapping up the show, and you know, another thing I wanted to point out that's just amazing, and you're talking about giving back, is you must employ a great number of artists, and you know, artists don't just go out and get jobs too easily nowadays. So
Right. Tell
us, how many artists do you actually employ? That's just wonderful.
I think we're at about 1,200 right now.
Wow. Wow.
You know,
so that is just another. Yeah. So, okay, ladies,
you know,
we are wrapping up. It's been so fabulous having you here. Tell us where our listeners can learn more about you.
I'm sorry, I missed that, Marla. What did you say?
Yeah. I said we're wrapping up. Tell us where our listeners can learn more about you and find a Painting with a Twist in their area.
PaintingWithATwist.com.
Easy enough. Easy enough. It's been a pleasure having you guys on. We thank you so much. Well, hopefully you'll join us again sometime. Hopefully you had a good time.
We did. And anytime.
We had a blast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you so much. And Paint with a Twist, you guys. Go check them out. I'm going to check it out. We appreciate you guys coming on. We'll be right back. You're on the list of Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. Don't go anywhere. We got a great rest of the show. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
biztalkradio.com.
And welcome back. You're listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show. And it was just so much fun having Kathy and Renee on with us, the founders of Painting with a Twist. And make sure to find one in your area. I know we have one in Naperville here that I'm going to go check out, paintingwithatwist.com. And now we're moving on to our pitch segment. And we have a fun product to talk about here. We have with us Suchi Saram. And she's going to tell us about her creation and what her challenges are. Suchi, do you have your pitch ready? Are you ready to go?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Go for it.
Hello, my name is Suchi Saram, and the name of my company is Enlivens LLC. We create, design, and manufacture art-inspired handheld toys, games, and puzzles for the young and young at heart. We help people take a break from their daily grind by adding short bursts of play and creativity and fun into every day. We do it better because our products are inspired by simple objects and are easy to understand, and we are focused on all our customers having the best possible experience with our products and our service. We earn revenues by selling through specialty toy retail locations and online. We are here looking for your expert advice and input on creative ways to generate primary demand when retail channel strategy is slow to take hold, reconciling a disconnect between products receiving numerous industry awards and positive reviews with sales growth, and developing relationships to explore licensing opportunities in the toy, gift, and promotional product segments. Thanks for having me on the Big Pitch Radio Show, and let's play ball.
Hey, Suchi, that was great. Thanks so much. I would love to begin by having you describe your product and why it's so wonderful and what it does. Tell us about it.
Sure. It's called Flipster Puzzle, and it is a self-contained 3D puzzle, and so you never have any lost pieces. We designed it so that it doesn't need any instructions. There's no rules on how to play it. You just manipulate the pieces with inside a canister with a wand and gravity and any other clever tricks you can think of, your own ingenuity, to solve the puzzle. And it's great because it is a nice size handheld, great for children, teens, as well as adults, great for travel, at home, in the office, anywhere you want to play. And it's a fun game because it's something that you can do on your own, or it's something that you can create your own rules and play it with others as well.
Mm-hmm. And we know how those kinds of things can catch on. I mean, my goodness, look at so many years ago, I'm dating myself here, but the Rubik's Cube, for instance, you know, that just became such a hit and stayed successful for so many years. So tell us about your current distribution and how you're getting the Flipster puzzle out to the market right now.
Sure. Focused on two methods primarily. One is online via enlivens.com. And also through specialty toy retail channel. And because strongly felt that this was a game or puzzle that would really be attractive to customers that shop at specialty toy retail stores. People that look for something that's a little bit challenging, a little bit brainy, those types of things, and some people who enjoy creative games as well. So the channel strategy has been primarily focused on those two angles, but actually just recently launched a campaign via As Seen on TV to try direct response as well, to try to shake things up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Has any of your campaign spots aired yet?
Actually, just started on Monday. So started Monday on the West Coast in Seattle.
Congratulations. That's going to be really exciting because obviously this is a very demonstrable product. It's fun. It looks like it'll be a blast to play. And it should do really, really well there. So that's just such a great start. Tell us, you mentioned a disconnect earlier. Tell us a little bit about what kind of disconnect you're having and what those issues are for you.
Sure. So, pardon me. The product, we've been very fortunate in that it's both gotten a lot of industry recognition, including some pretty high-profile industry awards, including a Dr. Toy Award in 2015, the National Parenting Center Seal of Approval, and recognitions like that, a lot of great blogger reviews from a variety of different locations throughout the country. And yet sales volumes are a little bit slow. And the disconnect I'm seeing is there haven't been issues with people saying that, at least through the reviews and through the award process, that it's not good value for money. But at the same time, sales don't reflect that value. So just trying to figure out what is the thing. The easy thing is to reduce price. But that hasn't been the only indication of that has been sales growth versus what people have talked about. So that's mm-hmm. the disconnect I'm trying to reconcile.
And so you've gotten feedback that the price is too high. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Not all over the place, but it's been enough to certainly not ignore.
Yeah. So where are you currently manufacturing?
Manufacturing in the United States.
Okay. And what can be done to get that price point down?
The big thing. One big thing would be volume, of course. And of course, it's which comes first, chicken or the egg? You get lower prices with higher volume. You build higher volume with more sell through. So that's one challenge. The obvious thing also is to move manufacturing to Asia. And which is very, very common in the toy industry. It's something that I'm really trying to fight, but at the same time, practicalities may dictate that. Made in the USA is an important value to the company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can understand that. But at some point, you know, I know that a lot of inventors have pieces and parts of their objects brought in from Asia. But it's actually put together here in the U.S., and that's kind of a way around that. But that's something, you might actually consider because, you know, I did, Jason, I don't know your thoughts, but it does look like a lot of fun, and it makes me very curious. But I did look at that price point and feel like, I don't know if I want to.
What's the price again on it? I apologize. What's the retail price on it?
That's all right. $24.95 is the retail price.
$24.95. And what are your margins on that?
Margins are entirely too low.
Yeah.
If I'm selling through retail, they're certainly not sustainable. 20%, but if it's direct to consumer, it's a little bit more
sustainable. Like 30%?
35%.
And what did you mention what your direct to consumer strategy was right now?
Right now, it is the vehicle is through our website, but it is generating primary demand through blogger reviews and sending out samples for people to try. I'm also looking at a couple of other strategies or techniques. People have done in other industries home parties, and that's something that people are starting to explore in the toy industry as well. So that's something I'm looking at doing very soon as well.
What's your most effective strategy?
People getting their hands on the product. It's incredible to watch at trade shows when people get their hands on their product, and once they play, they don't want to let it go until they finish. And that has been the most effective way to get people to look at it, try it, and seriously consider buying it.
Where have you sent out, when you say send out samples, are you sending out to groups of people or people that have access to groups of people, or are you sending out to individuals?
Both. So I look at, and I try to research bloggers that have a lot of impact or work with people that have connections to bloggers with a lot of impact, and either they're doing group get-togethers where they try different products and then they blog or tweet about them, use social media, or those are individuals that then do those reviews and share their experiences.
Got it. And what are your sales over the last 12 months, you said again?
The sales volume or
sales total, revenue, sorry about that, sorry.
Revenue is $15,000.
15, okay. And last year, I apologize. How long has this product been out? I apologize.
Just about a year and a half.
Okay.
We had a soft launch in late 2000, 13, but really full availability in summer of 2014.
Great. I want to dive in a little bit further. I'm going to keep diving in here because I might have some ideas and thought processes here. So,
sure.
Well, stick around. You're listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. Very excited to have our guest out today, Suchi. She's with a great product, real cool toy. And I want to kind of talk to her more about this and figure out how we may be able to help her out. So stick around. You're listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
If you could live your
summer should be about fun in the sun, not the inconvenience of a broken air conditioning unit. Yet last year alone, home warranty company American Home Shield conducted nearly 800,000 service requests for AC-related issues. American Home Shield contractor Tyler Croker of Budget Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing shares more.
You may be able to avoid an expensive situation by taking some tips from the professionals. Make sure the unit isn't low in refrigerant or coolant. Insert a meat thermometer into both vents that push and pull air in the home. If there's more than a 10 to 15 degree difference, call a professional. And avoid overworking your unit. Don't adjust the thermostat temp more than 2 or 3 degrees at a time. Instead of turning it on and off when leaving the house and coming home, invest in a digital programmable thermostat.
A well-maintained unit can last for 15 years or more. Protect your investment by scheduling regular maintenance checks.
Also, look for leaky seams around doors and windows and install new weather stripping if needed. And most importantly, don't forget to change your filters every month. For more pro tips, visit ahs.com.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter and follow us, both at Big Pitch Radio. Very, very excited to have Suchi out with us. And she has a cool product that I like. It's actually it's called Flipster, and it's a puzzle, and it's easy to use, and it engages your mind. And you were talking before the break on ways that she's going to market, and even during the break we were talking about different applications. And I was wondering, Suchi, you know, thinking about the education component, it'd be neat if you could maybe, like you said, you have a picture of the Eiffel Tower or something along those lines, and then maybe a little factoid about that, and maybe see this go out to the school systems. And, you know, I could see that being an interesting play possibly down the road as well. The other thing I wanted to find out is, you said that getting it into people's hands is really the best strategy you've used in terms of bloggers and things like that. When you say that's been a best strategy, were you referring to that most of your sales have come from the audiences of bloggers that you've reached out to?
Not specifically. Excuse me. I think that's the best way that people have been able to validate what we have said, how it's been branded, how it's been positioned. You know, it's one thing to say that there's no batteries, no rules, that type of thing. But when people get their hands on it and see it in action, that's been helpful. And that's why, you know, even the product videos that we've created or things that we have encouraged bloggers to do as a part of their review. You know, we want their review to be completely objective. But having a video component of their review, because then once people see it in somebody's hands, that gives life to it and gives reality to it, and that is what has created interest.
Where have the majority of your sales come from? The 15,000 or so, where was that derived from?
Primarily via specialty toy retail, and mostly on the coast. We do have some that are we have. Especially retail partners that are throughout the country, but most of them have been on the coast.
So especially what are you guys doing to increase the amount of specialty retailers that hold this product?
We do regular promotions with them. So one thing that we always do is make sure that they have a demo product for their store. So if they choose to order, then we make sure that we include a complimentary demo product so that's because people need to put their hands on it and try it and play with it. The other thing is promotional activity. A few times a year we'll do free freight, which is incredibly important for specialty toy retailers. So we try to give them different ways in which to try. The other thing that has been successful in getting specialty toy retailers to try it is that we've broken down some of our master cases and done something called a starter kit, or starter pack, I should say. And instead of them having to buy a whole master case of a particular SKU, they want to kind of try it out and see, okay, which SKUs will sell through best for them. So instead of having to buy a master case of six of one SKU, they're able to buy a starter pack of eight that includes two of four different SKUs. So it gives them a way to try it out without too much risk.
So is the step is that you send them a sample of one puzzle, they like it, decide to buy a slimmed down version of the master case, then is that the idea is then? And
right. That's an option for them. They may elect to buy master cases, but I give that starter pack
was that because you were finding they were buying the master cases, or was it just you want to provide another option?
For me to provide another option, I had heard from a couple of them, not many, but a few that. And especially in specialty toy retail, they tend to be smaller stores, and so it gave them a way to try it with lower risk. And I wanted to actually try to find a way for them to be able to try the product in their store for $100 or less. And that has proven to be incredibly effective to onboard specialty toy retail partners.
And how's the sell-through on that? I mean, they get the six-pack or whatnot, and how long does it take for them to cycle through those?
It depends on the store. There are some that it's a month or a couple of months, and some that they're buying several master cases in less than a month. So it partially depends on the size of the store. One of our partners that we've had a lot of success with actually is a homeschool cataloger. And so that has opened up my eyes to really targeting the homeschool market. And because this partner has done well, so help them create demand by reaching out to the homeschool market via bloggers as well as through social media, because that community is very, very active via social media and other online community building.
We got to run really quick here, but I want to ask a quick question, quick response here. Who's doing all that work of reaching out to these different organizations, the small retailers, the bloggers, and things like that?
That's all me.
All you. Have you decided to add anybody to your team to help you?
I specifically decided not to add anybody yet. I want to really create a little bit more steady sell-through. And then I'll feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, so doing that. My recommendation is to reconsider that strategy. And the reason I say that is you have some things that are working, right? If it wasn't working and you're still trying to find something that was working, I'd say, yeah, maybe hold off until you got a proof of concept in your own business, right? At this point, though, you'll find somebody that even without having to pay, right? If you find somebody that believes in the vision, the dream, the mission, the purpose, whatnot, and get them excited about it and get them to help you with this, then you got more bandwidth, you create more opportunities, which is only going to translate to more sales. If you hadn't had retailers that were selling it, if you hadn't had bloggers that were not marketing it, I'd say maybe, hold off. But I would say reconsider. I'm not saying 100% go after it, but that would be my advice to you, is to maybe just reconsider adding a little bit of human capital with somebody that would buy into it, maybe for a back end, so you have to pay out of pocket. Somebody will believe in you. You got a great personality, you got a cool product. I think it's a great opportunity for somebody.
I appreciate the advice and guidance, so certainly we'll consider that.
Great. Well, we got to run, but it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Please tell people what they can find out more about what you're doing over there.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find us online at enlivens.com, and you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter as well for both Enlivens as well as Flipster Puzzle. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
No, it's a pleasure. They say if you're not growing, you're dying. Go after it. Think big. Go big. You can't make mistakes at this point. Grow. Go after it, right? I think that you have the personality, the energy to do it, and you got a cool product, so I think you have something special there. So thank you for joining us here at Big Pitch Radio Show. We've had a great time today, Marla. It's been a pleasure having Marla Tabaka, my wonderful co-host, on. From Marla Tabaka, my name's Jason Gary, and we appreciate you listening to Big Pitch Radio Show. We'll see you guys next time.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.